Melinda presents this unabridged recording of Unfuck Your Finances, written by Melissa Brown and read by Melissa Brown. The dedication reads, with thanks to Tony, the hashtag bald sexy man, who cooks me soup, listens to me rant, knows I often take on too much and never says I told you so. It's official, husband of the year. When I was little, my parents would wash my mouth out with soap if I swore. Can you imagine what they think of the title of this book? But the thing is, it's not written for them. It's written for you, the Gen X Gen Y who saw the title and connected with it immediately. I know if you read it, absorb it, and do something about it, you can actually do it. Unfuck your finances, that is. This book is dedicated to anyone who feels like they're sitting at the bottom of a deep hole, desperately looking for the magic drink or magic cake. Unsure how they arrived there, but absolutely fucking sure they don't know how to get out. This is The Little White Rabbit. Follow me. Enjoy. Chapter 1. Unfuck Your Finances. Perhaps our grandparents had it easier. There was a script, a financial path, an expected course to follow. They grew up, met a partner, married, bought a house, popped out a few kids, retired at 60, went on the age pension, bought a caravan, and looked after the grandkids during the holidays. Today, that script has changed. House prices in many countries are skyrocketing. Rents are galloping. Technology is sprinting ahead. And globalization means our competitors and our next job could be anywhere. Our households today are made up of the traditional family unit, singles, child-free couples, childless couples, gay couples, families, and more. We have easy access to credit, the ability to spend 24/7, and a casual willingness to sacrifice our financial future for the right designer outfit bought online on credit to post on social media. Many of us are more concerned with seizing the day and not worrying about tomorrow because who knows what next week will bring, never mind next year or next decade. And retirement? It simply doesn't bear thinking about. So we don't. I'm certainly part of this wave that is writing a new storyline. I've been married twice, lived in a house with six of my closest friends in my early 30s, have chosen with my now husband not to have children, have co-founded three businesses, and spend my week split between a house in the mountains and an apartment in the city. I love the financial freedom of being able to design the life I want, but I also know I've had to work hard for this to become my reality.